This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
It's great sharing these moments with you. Good morning. I'm Chris Witt's Morning Devotions. It was 2013 in the UK. A survey showed that 8.2 million people were diagnosed with some sort of serious anxiety problem. So in any given week in England, 4.4% of the population experience anxiety that's serious enough to seek professional help. And what about in September 1988? Bobby McFerrin came into the music scene with his song. He said, "Don't worry, be happy. In every life we have some trouble. When you worry, you make it double. Don't worry, be happy." Now, it's a very catchy song, very popular. But when you think about it, it's not all that helpful. No matter how bad your problems are, just pretend they're not there. At least you'll feel better for a few moments. And then Stevie Wonder's song, "Don't You Worry About a Thing." Very catchy song. And the lyrics are quite simple. "Don't you worry about a thing, because I'll be standing on the side." And he sings it over and over again. "Don't worry, because I'm right there beside you." I doubt whether you've ever seen a gravestone at a cemetery. And the epitaph says, "He or she died from worry." But the fact of the matter is, it could be written on many gravestones in our land. Doctors tell us often that many of the illnesses that we have are directly, not just the symptom, but are directly related to the problem of anxiety and the problem of fear and worry. We're probably all guilty of this. Most of us worry. Some worry a lot. And there's a small elite group of worriers who worry all the time. There's even a group who worry so much that when they run out of something to worry about, then they start worrying. It could be called an epidemic, a disease in our human population. Our current epidemic is worry, and it's been said many times, we live in an age of anxiety. It's estimated that more than 40 million people have been diagnosed with an anxiety disorder. So we worry about our families, our money, our future, and worry is not a new phenomenon. Actually, it was the ancient Greeks who coined the term agoraphobia, which today we use to talk about the fear of public places. But the Greeks didn't have nearly the number of phobias that we have today, so it had a different meaning. A woman for 40 years worried that she was going to die of cancer. At the age of 70, she died of pneumonia. So she wasted 40 years of her life worrying about the wrong thing. Well, of course, we know that God, we want to control these thoughts, but we can't. Jesus delivered his own worry song. He was sitting on top of a hill. People were gathered around him. And this is what Jesus said. "Don't worry about your life, what you'll eat or what you'll drink or about your body or what you'll wear. Isn't life more than food and the body more than clothes?" And he sang about the birds and the lilies, and he said that we were far more important than that. Jesus is concerned about our hearts, and that includes our worries. He knows that one of the things that can rob our hearts of joy and peace is this irrational fear surrounding the things that we think we need. Now, Jesus did not mean that we're not allowed to have concerns or not interested in the things, that the outcome of things. Of course we do. But we're not supposed to allow this natural concern to override the dominant place that God should have in our lives. When we allow ourselves to be overwhelmed by worries, what are we doing? We're actually relying on our own strength instead of relying on God. It was the great Dietrich Bonhoeffer who said, "We try to do for ourselves what we do not expect from God." And I think that's a very good quote. It's called lack of faith. Do you believe that God can answer your prayers? Our relationship with Jesus and doing what he says, that's the most important thing. You might have heard of Corrie Boom. She spent years in a Nazi concentration camp, helped many Jewish people escape death. And she was a believer in the Lord Jesus Christ. She went through her own heartache and tribulation. But you know what she said a few years before she died? She said, "Worry does not empty tomorrow of sorrows. It empties today of strength." Heavenly Father, today, help me not to worry. Everything will be okay because I can trust you for every detail of my life. Amen.
Thanks for listening. Start your day with Life Words. Subscribe to Hope 103.2's free daily email devotional at hope1032.com.au.